Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 474. We're so glad to have you here today. Now, before we jump into this episode, let me take a minute and talk to you about the 5-Minute Discipleship Journal. Earlier this year, I created a journal to help you get more out of your daily time in God's Word. The journal will prompt you to discover what God is saying to you from His Word and how you will apply it to your life. I believe this journal can be a great blessing to your daily devotional life. The journal is available on Amazon for a low cost. I invite you to check it out. Just go to Amazon and search for the 5-Minute Discipleship Journal. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the courage to keep going. Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. On the 4th of July, 1951, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. The challenge was not so much the 22-mile distance, but the bone-chilling waters of the Pacific Ocean. To complicate matters, a dense fog lay over the entire area, making it impossible for her to see the land. After about 15 hours in the water and within half a mile of her goal, Chadwick gave up. Later, she told a reporter, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it." Not long afterwards, she attempted the feat again. Once more, a misty veil obscured the coastline and she couldn't see the shore. But this time, she made it because she kept reminding herself that the land was there. With that confidence, she bravely swam on and achieved her goal. In fact, she broke the men's record by 2 hours. You know, lately I've been praying about the courage to continue, the courage to keep doing God's will even when it's hard. If we know we are doing the right thing, we need the courage to continue doing it even though there are obstacles. But let's face it, sometimes it's hard to keep going. Sometimes everything within you will want to quit. Life circumstances have a way of making us feel like moving forward is impossible. We might say, "I would, but is it worth it? And is it necessary?" There's a famous quote from Winston Churchill that I love. He wrote, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." Repeatedly, we see in Scripture the call to find our strength in the Lord. How can you keep going despite all the difficulties? How can you discover the courage to continue doing what is right, even though it is hard? You can do so with God's strength. 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus." You and I can find the courage to keep going with the strength that God provides. But I think there are some things that we face that threaten to steal our courage. Maybe you have experienced this. Past experiences can steal our courage. If you've had failures, heartbreak, and hurts in your past, you might have a tendency to say, "It's never worked before. It's never been done before. Or why should I try again? I've always failed." And it's here that we must trust God. You and I should never let a bad memory ruin our future. Emotions can steal our courage. A lot of people tend to make decisions based on their feelings. They'll say things like, "I don't feel like it," or "I'm just too tired." We cannot make important decisions based on our feelings at the moment. And I believe excuses can also steal our courage. We might be tempted to say things like, "I don't have the time," "I don't have the ability," "I don't have energy," or "I don't have the education." All of these can be excuses that we face. You know, courage is easy to see when it's demonstrated in a big way. For example, if someone runs into a burning building to save a life, we will say, "Wow, what courage they had." But courage is not just seen in the big things. Courage is demonstrated every day. When you keep trusting God, you have courage. When you don't give up on your God-given dreams, you have courage. When you step out of faith and obedience, you have courage. And when you persevere and refuse to quit when it's hard, you have courage. By the way, God has promised to reward you for your courage and for not giving up. James chapter 1, verse 12 says, "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." And here's today's challenge. This episode goes out to everyone who is going through something really hard right now. I believe God wants to remind you that He is here to give you strength and to provide the courage you need to keep going. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this episode inspired you, let me invite you to help us spread the word by sharing this episode on social media or by texting a friend and inviting them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.